think everybody's up from downstairs. Well, first of all, let me just say thank you for being here. Announcement went out last Sunday, or it was announced last Sunday, of the importance of today and what we wanted to share with you as elders. And of course, we recognize that some of you were not here last Sunday, so we sent out an email as well to communicate to you that the elders have important news to share about future Pioneer Bible Church ministry. Let me just begin what we're going to share with this important bit of news. First of all, I am not leaving Pioneer Bible Church. Okay, I'm not leaving Pioneer Bible Church, but I want to go on to say this, that there is going to be a significant change when it comes to my role this year. Okay, now what does that mean? About a year and a half ago, I approached the elders about something that the Lord was beginning to speak to my heart about. And because of my relationship with these dear friends and leaders of our church, I often tell them what's going on in my life. I think it's important that they know that. So I shared, it was in the summer of 2014, a year and a half ago, that I first brought up what I'm going to be sharing with you this morning. And so we talked about it, and like some things, it was talked about, and that was it. Nothing more was said about it, and that was okay. I kind of knew that. Well, a year ago at our elder retreat of 2015, I brought it up again, and I said, guys, I said, you know, it still remains. God has laid something upon my heart, and so I want you to be aware of that. And so we talked about it, and then it was put on the back burner again for a number of months. And then back in July of 2015, 6 months ago, at our elder meeting at the end of the month, I said, guys, it's still there. I said, I can't shake what I am sensing the Lord. And so what began back in the summer of 2014 and has been, consistently confirmed in my heart, and I would say as well in my wife's heart, and then was communicated to the elders and is now being communicated to you, is that a change of pastoral leadership is needed in Pioneer Bible Church. That my era of ministry here at Pioneer Bible Church, which this year, in August, will be 30 years of ministry here, I believe is coming to an end by God's design. And so I will be stepping down at the appropriate time as the senior pastor of Pioneer Bible Church to allow another man of God's choosing to take my place. And I'm taking this important step because of the firm belief on my part that new leadership and new vision is needed in order for Pioneer Bible Church to rise to the next level of ministry and outreach that I believe that God has for this church to take place in the years to come. So that's the announcement that I am making to you this morning, one that I made to the elders, and Danny's going to come now and share some comments from the elders and further clarifications as to what's going to happen.
Well, without a doubt, this is an important time in the ministry of PBC. Goes without saying, but needs to be recognized. We certainly appreciate Larry's sensitivity to God's direction in his life and his obvious concern for the ministry of PBC. As Larry mentioned, the elders have had much discussion on this issue. We've deliberated about it, we've discussed it, we've prayed about it. The three of us did not at first exactly embrace this idea. We want you to know this. However, we have come to understand and to believe that this can be God at work in our life, the ministry of PBC, for the benefit of PBC. As Larry said, he is not leaving. He will continue to minister here. We have asked him to do this, to continue ministry as he has been doing during the search for a new senior pastor. We've also asked Larry to remain on the pastoral staff with a new senior pastor, and he has agreed to do that. So, what does that mean for us? Obviously, change. Did you catch the word change this morning? But change in God's direction is important to us in our individual lives, and it's important to us in the life of this church called Pioneer Bible Church. So we need to be consistently and constantly in prayer as we go forward from this. All of us need to be supporting one another, encouraging one another, and doing what God calls us to do. Now, we're going to have some more details about all of this, obviously, during the church meeting. And that's why we would really encourage all of you to stay and be a part of that, because we'll have the opportunity to present a lot more details and hopefully answer some questions, and we'll have some time for you to ask questions as well. Okay. Normally we have break time. We're still going to have break time. And let's do that, and then when you hear the bell ring, come back, and we'll continue with our this information. Remember, there's no Sunday school classes today. Everybody, come back here when you hear the bell ring. Okay? You're dismissed.